And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Louisiana Brass Quintet will perform their fall recital at the Ducre Guilfrey Auditorium. Lots of concerts happening through the School of Music. You can go to their website, music.louisiana.edu, for a complete listing of concerts going on during this holiday season. The McNeese Fraser Memorial Library continues to host an exhibition of handmade artists' books through December 5th. These have been produced by students enrolled in contemporary approaches to drawing. Again, these are handmade artists' books on display now at Fraser Memorial Library on the McNeese campus. This evening on the McNeese campus, the Department of Performing Arts will present their 2012 Band Spectacular Concert. It features the Wind Symphony, the Jazz Ensemble, the Percussion Ensemble, Flute Choir, and the Marching Band, 7:30 tonight in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. It's a free concert and will be conducted by Dr. Jay Jacobs, conductor of university bands. Tomorrow evening, the first Messies. These are the awards for the Student Film Festival that will take place tomorrow evening, Wednesday, November 28th, 6 p.m. at the Light Center. Students from the university's new film major called Moving Image Arts are hosting the school's first completely student-led film festival. And they are from their organization, their student organization is called Mise en Scène, sometimes called MESS among the students. And so the awards are being called the Messies. There's a panel of local film industry professionals that will be handling the entries to the festival itself, but the audience will choose the top three favorites. So if you would like to attend, you can be a part of the judging audience. That will be tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the Light Center, student productions from the new Moving Image Arts program here at UL Lafayette. On Thursday, the Echelon Brass Quintet will be performing in Augel Hall. The Echelon is a group of UL Lafayette music scholarship students. They'll be performing music from the Renaissance to jazz and blues. 7:30 on Thursday in Augel Hall Auditorium. On Friday in Lake Charles, the McNeese Student Art Association will host its annual holiday art sale, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Grand Gallery on the first floor of the Shearman Fine Arts Annex. McNeese art students and faculty will display over 300 works produced during the past semester. The Tea Sippers, a local youth theater troupe, will perform The Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds, opening this Friday, November 30th, at Cité des Arts. It will run Friday and Saturday this weekend, and Friday and Saturday the following weekend. Tickets are available through the Cité website, citedesarts.org, or at the door. The Performing Arts Society of Acadiana will open its singer-songwriter season this Friday. Performing will be Darden Smith at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main theater. Will be, again, a part of the singer-songwriter series, and tickets for it are available by calling the ACA or going to the PASA website. Proyecto Hispanico will present a presentation on deferred action for childhood arrival immigrants, or DACA, D-A-C-A. That will be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lafayette at Restaurant Cafe Havana. All are invited to attend. There will be a book signing at the South Regional Public Library in Lafayette in Author's Alley. Cherie Cohn will be signing copies and talking about her book Exploring Cajun Country from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. For more information, you can contact the South Regional Library. On Saturday in Arneville, the festival Feu et L'eau will take place, Fire and Water. There will be arts and crafts and film and music and culinary demonstrations, as well as workshops and spoken word. That will be Saturday at Nunu's Arts and Culture Collective. That's 1510 Bayou Catawba Highway. For more information about the festival, the website is fireandwaterfestival.org. This Saturday, there will be a CD release party for a wonderful CD put out by two UL music professors, Sean Roy and Chung Kiat Lim, called An American kaleidoscope, song cycles through the lenses of William Bolcom, John Duke, Tom Pesetieri, and Ned Roram. It's now being released, and they ask you to celebrate with them. That will be this Saturday, 3 o'clock in Lafayette at Barnes & Noble. They will be performing, so you can hear Sean Roy and Sean Kiat performing selections. We'll be speaking with them later on this week about their work. They've been working on it for 2 years now, and they're very happy to finally have it in print. The UL Lafayette Holiday Concert will be this Saturday, December 1st, 7:30 in Angel Hall. Performing will be the UL Symphony Orchestra, the UL Wind Ensemble, the UL Chorale, Chamber Singers, and Percussion Ensemble. They will join together to perform Christmas music this Saturday, the 1st, 7:30 in Angel Hall. For more information, you can go to the School of Music website. Also, the Friends of Music will hold its annual Music and Merriment Christmas House Tour this Saturday, December 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. All proceeds from this support the UL School of Music and Performing Arts Scholarship Fund. For more information, contact the UL School of Music. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. If you'd like to podcast a program or listen to some archived programs, just find the program you're interested in, and you can find those shows there, either listen to it on our website or download it for listening to later on. And you can find out more about our vehicle donation program at our website. On our homepage, you'll see a big red button that says Car Donation Program. Just click it. The page you go to will have either a toll-free number for you to call, or you can fill out information about your vehicle that you would like to get out of your garage or driveway. That's all at KRVS.org. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly. At 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10, and Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 to midnight, hosted by Djalma Garnier. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.